From Spark and Anvil and Mindforge, this is Forecast, in Chapter 1 of the Mindforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Forecast was a tall, watchful crane who could not, she was always careful to say, see the future. "I want to be clear about that," she'd tell anyone who asked. "I don't know what will happen. Nobody does. What I do is read the sky over each road and tell you what that road tends to bring. Clouds gathering one way, clear light the other. It's not a promise, it's a forecast. You still choose which road to walk." She lived at a crossroads near the top of the Mindforge Valley, where two paths split and ran off toward two different horizons. From up there, with her long neck and her patient eyes, she could see weather coming that you couldn't see yet from the ground. A young fox named Bryn arrived at the crossroads in a hurry, the way creatures do when a feeling is loud and a choice is right in front of them. Someone had wronged him. He had a sharp thing he could do about it, right now, fast, satisfying. His paw was already halfway toward doing it. "I'm going to do it," Bryn said. "I've decided." Forecast tilted her head, friendly and unhurried. "You might," she said. "You get to. But before you take that road, want to know what the sky over it usually looks like, a little further along? You can still choose it after. I just like folks to know the weather they're walking into."
Bryn hesitated. The now feeling was so loud it filled his whole head. Do the sharp thing. Do it now. It'll feel good. That much was true. The first few steps down that road were sunny and satisfying. "It feels good right now," Bryn admitted. "That's all I can see. Just the good part." "That's the thing about a loud feeling," Forecast said gently. "It only shows you the first 100 steps of a road, the weather right at your feet. It never shows you the afternoon." She raised one wing toward the sharp road. "May I? I'm not going to tell you not to walk it. I'm just going to point out what's gathering down there, past where the loud feeling can see." Bryn nodded, paw still half raised. "That road starts sunny," Forecast said. "The sharp thing feels great for about an hour. Then," she traced the wing further along, "see how the clouds pile up there? That's the part where they do a sharp thing back. And there, further on, that gray stretch? That's the days where it keeps going back and forth, sharp for sharp, and nobody remembers who started it, and you're tired, and it's still not fixed." She lowered her wing. "Sunny at the start, storm by the afternoon. That's just what that road tends to bring. Not always, usually."
"Show me the other one," Bryn said slowly, his paw beginning at last to lower. Forecast turned her long neck toward the second road. "This one's harder at the start," she said honestly. "No sunny first hour. The first steps are the cooler kind. The I'll deal with this later, when I'm steady kind. Not satisfying. A little frustrating even." She traced the wing along it. "But look further. See how it clears? That's the part where the loud feeling has passed, and you're glad you didn't add a storm to it. And there, the open light, that's the stretch where the thing actually gets handled, instead of just thrown back and forth." Bryn looked from one road to the other. He could feel both futures now, not just the loud near one. The sharp road, bright, then gray, then tired. The cooler road, dull, then clearing, then open. "The loud feeling only wanted me to see the first road's first hour," Bryn realized. "It almost always does," said Forecast, with no triumph in it. "It's not lying to you exactly. The sunny first hour is real. It just isn't the whole sky. My only job is to hold up the rest of the day, so the you who has to live in the afternoon gets a vote too, not just the you standing here in the loud first hour."
Bryn stood at the crossroads and did the thing that, a few minutes ago, the loud feeling would never have let him do. He pictured the after. He imagined himself a week down the sharp road, tired, still tangled, the storm not done. Then he imagined himself a week down the cooler road, the loud feeling long past, the matter actually settled, the sky open.
The choice, which had felt impossible when it was only a loud now feeling, settled quietly the moment he could feel both afters. "I'll take the cooler one," Bryn said. Not because the sharp thing wouldn't feel good. It would, for an hour. He let his paw rest fully down. "But I don't want to hand the afternoon me a storm, just so the right now me gets a sunny hour. That's not a fair trade to make for him." Forecast's eyes warmed. "That," she said, "is the whole skill. You didn't choose because I told you to. You chose because you let the future you into the room before you decided. Most folks lock him out and only ask the loud now you. You opened the door." Bryn felt something he hadn't expected. Not the hot satisfaction the sharp road had promised, but a steadier, quieter feeling, low and good in his chest. The particular calm of having looked down both roads with clear eyes and chosen the one his future self would thank him for.
That evening, Sage climbed the path to the crossroads to sit with Forecast as the real sky went gold. "He'd already decided to do the sharp thing," Forecast reported. "Loud feeling, paw halfway up. I just showed him the weather past the first hour. He picked the cooler road himself." Sage nodded, watching the light. "And Bryn, how did he seem walking off down it?" Forecast thought about the look on his face. "Steadier than he came," she said. "There's a particular calm a creature gets when they've let the future them have a say. It's not the loud thrill of the sharp road. It's quieter than that. But it's the kind of calm that's still there in the afternoon, which is more than the sharp road ever delivers." She folded her long legs beneath her. "He left feeling like someone who'd be glad later. You can see it in how they walk." And Forecast settled at her crossroads as the gold light spread down both roads at once, content in the way she always was when a creature had chosen with the whole day's weather in view, and felt, walking away, the steady calm of a choice their tomorrow self could live inside.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Forecast. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.